This is an Enterprise Time Security podcast. My name is Ian Murphy. I'm here at the Cybersecurity Challenge with Craig Jones from the National Crime Agency.
My name's Craig Jones. I work for the National Crime Agency. My responsibilities are developing cyber capabilities for UK law enforcement, but primarily the National Crime Agency.
You're here as the sponsor today for the latest face-to-face challenge. What was it persuaded you to get involved?
A few years ago, with the National Cybersecurity Strategy, set out a number of objectives for government and law enforcement to achieve in the cyber area. And one of those objectives is identifying people with skill set which we could bring in and work for us or work with us in investigating cybercrime.
You've laid out quite an interesting challenge here today, which is forensic driven. How difficult is it to find people who actually understand the requirements of forensics?
It's a definition of the forensics as well. We've got a number of different forensic fields that we work in, and this is a digital forensic field. This is a developing area for us that since the mid-90s, realistically, with the high-tech crime units, and that was just looking at mobile phones and computers. This has now moved on exponentially in the last few years, where we're looking at live forensics data. How can we recover data when we're going into a victim company that may have suffered a hack, for example? How can we identify, how did the criminal get in there? So much as in the real-term sense, when someone breaks into a house, we would send a forensic officer along to look for fingerprints and DNA. This is in the digital terms now. Do we have the staff, the skills and ability within the agency to do that work? And we're trying to develop our pool of staff that can do that work and also attract people into the agency. The example we've done today is how we would conduct a forensic investigation. And we're looking at a number of different areas in there, one part of it being digital forensics, also how we would run a basic investigation, how we'd use open source as well. And combining all that together is how we'd run a cyber investigation.
You've got quite a mixed group of people out there. We've got three women, we've got some people under the age of 18, but it's still very much a male-dominated world. How do you start to break this down to bring more women in, and how are you working to bring more youth through?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of work in those areas, and the challenge is a really good example of that, to say there are jobs out there for all, whatever your age, whatever your background, whatever your sex is as well. There is an underrepresentation through the whole cybersecurity industry, which is well known, and there's work going on within the industry as well to try and go out there and attract people in. The National Cybersecurity Centre, for example, is doing a whole amount of work in that area, looking at age groups from 12 onwards. So at an early stage, look to identify people, but also look to show people, it's a bit like the STEM subjects as well, is that it shouldn't just be about male domination area within here. We need people with different skill sets to come in and work within this area.
And the difference in skill sets is very important for forensics, isn't it? Because if we think about cybersecurity in general, most people assume it's code hacking and working things through. But this is a lot more about problem solving, about analytics, about being able to follow a set of clues.
Absolutely. And then what you need to do with that as well is work out how that fits into the investigation. So once you have that, how can you turn that into evidence, and how can that be presented into a senior investigating officer? Here's some more evidential areas for you to go at, some more opportunities. Eventually, how that can be presented at in court. But the skills you need within there when you're engaging with the victims, you need to be able to have that face-to-face conversation with them, explain what you're doing, why you're doing it, and then what you found as well.
You mentioned you were looking for people who you might want to come and work for you, or people you could work with from outside. How complicated is that at the moment? Because this is a field where there's an awful lot of pressure and an awful lot of people with very deep pockets trying to attract the same talent.
Absolutely. It's the same for the whole of public sector. There are certain pay scales that we can go to, but we're looking at different ways of how we can recruit people. So can we get people straight out from university? So we're looking at the brightest and the best to come and work for us. They might just work for us for 3, 4, 5 years, gain that experience, and then move on. But what we would have gained from them is we would have helped train them as well in the way we like to do things with our investigations. So when they move on to other careers, they've got that good grounding initially there as well. And also what we're doing is creating a greater network within the industry as well.
We saw GCHQ actually offer cyber apprentices a while ago. Is that something that the NCA might consider doing? Because then you catch them before they go to university, and hopefully they then finish that with a degree and no debt.
We're involved in a number of those schemes already. We take interns within the National Crime Agency and specifically within the National Cyber Crime Unit, so we have a number of interns. We're also involved in the apprenticeship scheme run by GCHQ, so we have people from there coming to work with us for a period of time as well. We're involved in a number of different schemes already as well.
One of the challenges for any investigation is what happens immediately after an attack occurs. There's a lack of forensic knowledge inside a lot of IT departments who do that first response. How much do you hope competitions like this and other things will help you spread the message of what they need to do, i.e. don't just turn the machine on, don't just take the disc out and put it into something else?
We do a lot of work with our victims when they report in to policing and also law enforcement around the initial steps. And again, going back to my analogy I used earlier around the real world, there's basic advice that can be given straight away. But we're very conscious of the fact that if a company or is a victim there that has suffered attack, their priority might be to get their business back up and running. So we might have to come in and do some remedial work with them or work with the parties that they bought in to do that remedial work. And then we work together to identify the evidence or backtrack the work they've already done, so we can unpick what they may have done and then what the criminal's done. So if we have to present that at court at a later stage, we can present that jointly with them perhaps.
When you engage with companies, how much do their legal departments get involved? Because we tend to think of these investigations as being run by the IT team, but actually you've talked about evidential quality here, and for a mid to large organisation that has its own legal staff, do they get involved or do they just hand that over to you?
No, absolutely. The legal departments do quite often get involved because there might be reputational pieces for that company. There might be shareholders and things like that as well. And they might be looking at longer term ahead. Is something that's happened there going to affect them so badly that their customer base might come back to them for action against that company? So we have to be very careful with them, explain what we're doing, why we're doing with it. And again, a lot of the work we do with them is by consent.
Well, you talked about the wider skills needed. Soft skills are a very good example of this, and we touched on it earlier. How easy is it to reach outside of the traditional technology group of people to attract those other skills?
Really good point. That's something we're doing at the moment. We're running an exercise at the moment. We're recruiting into the National Crime Agency across a whole range of different skill areas. And within the National Cyber Crime Unit, we're not just looking for people with a technical background. We're looking to bring in new investigators. So we will train those investigators up in cyber specifically. They'll be working with our digital forensic side. We're looking at, can we bring people on apprenticeship schemes as well in our digital forensic side? So it's a bit of a grow your own as well. There's a risk in that, is once you've grown your talent, they look to move on. But again, that is just the nature of all industry, not just cyber, is people come in, they start at the bottom and they work their way up. Where we have the skills gap, people tend to move, I would say, quite quickly within this industry and move up fairly quickly. And that's just something we have to plan for and deal with. The other area we look at is what we call the threat response side. It's looking and assessing what the threats are within cyber. So you may need some technical background there, but you also need a very good analytical mind. So you need to be able to work out what the threats are, what the challenges are, or we're coming in there, and then present those threats internally so we can then put our resources against those threats.
How much help are you getting from the universities? If we look at most computer degrees at the moment around cybersecurity, they start with a basic computer degree and then the cybersecurity elements seem to just bolt it on as additional pieces. Very few of these have a cyber forensics element. Are you engaging with them or is it a struggle because of the length of time it takes to develop the courseware?
It's a bit of both in that. So we do a lot of engagements with the Cyber Centres of Excellence universities. So they're GCHQ approved. So we do a lot of engagement work in there. They come to us about course content. We say these are our user requirements within law enforcement. Now, they can be quite specialised, our requirements. So we have to think wider around the cybersecurity side of that as well. How could you map some of those skills into law enforcement? We do quite a lot of work with academia. We also do a lot of work within HMG as well, the Department of Culture and Media Studies, or Digital as now has front. They've just put a call out recently around what skill sets are required of the industry, and they're taking lead on that, and that's one of the objectives in the National Cybersecurity Strategy, identifying and developing the skills.
I wish you luck, Craig, in getting the people you need. Thank you very much for today.
No, thank you very much.